بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، the Quran Sharif starts off with بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. It's an ayat, one ayat of the Quran Sharif, but it is written at the beginning of every surah. In that sense, the Quran Sharif commences with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Now, this is a very, very comprehensive aspect that we are starting whatever we start in the name of Allah Ta'ala. So, the starting of the tilawat of the Quran Sharif with the name of Allah Ta'ala. And likewise, every other aspect that we commence must be with the name of Allah Ta'ala. Now this, any mufti in the world, if you ask him that what is the ruling regarding commencing something with Bismillah, so nobody is going to give a fatwa that it is farz or wajib. But there are certain aspects mentioned in the Hadith Sharif that if a person omits Bismillah before that action, then there's consequences that come, negative, major negative consequences. In the Hadith Sharif it is mentioned that a person enters his home, but before entering his home he didn't recite Bismillah. And then with that there's Masnoon du'as to be recited as well. But in any case, the Bismillah, he didn't take the name of Allah Ta'ala, or when he entered his home and he closed the door without Bismillah. He closed the door without Bismillah, then the shayateen call unto one another that come here, in this home you have accommodation. So now he omitted Bismillah when closing the door, but the consequence of it was now that shayateen found accommodation in his home. So no mufti will give us the fatwa that it is farz or wajib, but this is the consequence of omitting the sunnah. Then he sits down to eat and he omits reciting Bismillah. He just started eating. And many times we think we recited Bismillah, but if we think about it, many just comments without even realizing they didn't recite Bismillah, didn't take Allah Ta'ala's name. So now the person starts eating without the name of Allah Ta'ala. The shayateen call unto one another, here you have food also. So come and partake of the food as well. As he's eating, the shayateen also eating with him. Once Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was seated with some sahaba and they were having something, they were having their meal, and after they had commenced, a while later somebody else just came in, so he also joined in. But when they had started eating, there was tremendous barakat that they could perceive in this food. And a while later when this other person came in, suddenly it seemed like all the barakat vanished. Initially they were eating and it seemed like the food wasn't diminishing. And hardly this person came and everything was finished. So they presented this to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam that this is our observation here. We find this very strange that there was so much of barakat in this initially and it all vanished towards the end. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained that when we started off eating, we started off, everybody recited Bismillah. When this person came later, he forgot, omitted it. So when he came and joined in, the barakat vanished because he didn't decide to take the name of Allah Ta'ala. So having omitted Bismillah when entering, after entering the home, closing the door, that was a consequence. The shayateen found accommodation. Then they found food as well. So now when they find board and lodge in somebody's home, and that too for free, so what else are the shayateen going to do in there but create mischief? But by omitting the name of Allah Ta'ala, we invited them, so to say. Then it doesn't stop there. In one Hadith Sharif, it is mentioned a person goes to the toilet, but before entering the toilet, he doesn't take the name of Allah Ta'ala. The shayateen interfere with him while he's in there. And then a person engages in lawful relations, and he doesn't take the name of Allah before, the shayateen engage with him. And that effect comes into a child if that child is then born. So outwardly, or rather as far as the fatwa is concerned, ask any mufti in the world, nobody's going to say it's farz or wajib. But our issue in the mind is that, well, it's na'uzu billah, the tone with which we say it, very dangerous tone, that it's sunnat, as if to mean that doesn't matter if we leave it out, but this is a consequence of leaving it out. So these are some occasions mentioned, but as a servant of Allah Ta'ala, slave of Allah Ta'ala, we need to connect ourselves with Allah Ta'ala in every action. So a person is now opening the door to leave the house, he'll start off with Bismillah. He's closing the door, Bismillah. He's about to start his car, open the door, jump in the car, he's going for Fajr now. But on each occasion he's reciting Bismillah, he is connecting himself to Allah Ta'ala, taking Allah Ta'ala's name. And then even simple mundane things become an ibadat, because he started off with Allah Ta'ala's name. So this is a very simple basic amal, a sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which takes no effort. What effort it takes to recite Bismillah before starting something? What it cost anybody? How much of time it took? But the benefit of it is tremendous, very great. And at the same time, the consequences of neglecting it also there. So to save ourselves from the consequences and gain its benefit, we have to be conscious at the time of all these aspects. First take the name of Allah Ta'ala, and in everything, a person is about to start writing something, Bismillah, takes Allah Ta'ala's name first. Any action he's doing, he's about to start some work, some task, take Allah's name, start off with Bismillah. So this will now put us in the right frame of mind, that it will only happen if Allah Ta'ala wills. I have to take Allah's name and do it. It's not my doing, my achievement, my ability, my expertise, it's what will happen with Allah Ta'ala's help. So I have to start in Allah Ta'ala's name. Otherwise, the barakat is gone, and then a person starts gloating over it as if his achievement, mine, I did. Whereas we are totally helpless. Without the help of Allah Ta'ala, we can do nothing, achieve nothing. So this is one very simple prescription that's in the sunnah. Then on a level of an amal, this is not from any hadith sharif, this is an amal. These amals are based on tajruba, they are based on experience. And therefore, on that level, it is something to adopt, not a virtue in that sense that now there's any virtue mentioned for this in the hadith sharif. It's an amal. People who are maghloobul ghadab, or have an anger problem as such. So the mashayikh have advised, recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim 7 times, very consciously, deeply. Then blow over the food, water that a person will consume. Inshallah, with the barakat of this, this will have an impact. Now, the name of Allah Ta'ala, and then the attributes of Allah Ta'ala, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Now he's reciting this, and also to recite this every now and again, very consciously. The issue is, one is to just rattle it off, just read it without even paying any attention, and the other is to recite it consciously, istihzar, with the presence of mind. That is when the benefit will be achieved. So now this is an amal, to recite it, blow in some water and drink it. Repeat Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim often. So the attributes of Allah Ta'ala, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, inshallah this will start impacting on our hearts. So as mentioned, this is not from any hadith sharif, this last aspect. This is an amal, and there are many other such practices which are derived from tajruba, from experience. So inshallah we should try to become very conscious about starting everything with the name of Allah Ta'ala and being conscious of Allah Ta'ala. So inshallah this will bring all these benefits, save us from the negative consequences of neglecting Bismillah as well. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم والله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم والله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله وبحمده أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله